Thank you, Hector, and welcome everybody, and thanks for taking time during this busy holiday season to spend a little bit of time with us. We're going to try to be very succinct. I've been receiving a number of phone calls and emails from investors and interested parties over the past few weeks about the changes, the good changes, the accomplishments of the past several months, people asking more. So it became pretty clear that we should probably hold this conference call and go over it and then leave plenty of time for questions. So that's what we're doing. Before I start, though, I need to read this cautionary statement. Some of what we say today may constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to be materially different from any future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Such factors include, among others, those detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We expressly disclaim any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statements to reflect any change in our expectations or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which such statement is based. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to first briefly introduce those of us around the table. We have a number of people here that I've asked to join us. Then I'm going to ask each person to spend just really 2 or 3 minutes talking about an area of expertise that they're working on with respect to the company, and then we are going to open it up for questions and take questions from the field. So first of all, besides myself, Rick Schumacher, the founder, president, CEO of Pressure Biosciences, in addition, I also have Dr. Ed Ting, who's our senior vice president of engineering, Dr. Alex Lazareff, who's our vice president of R&D, Dr. Nate Lawrence, who's our vice president of sales and marketing and also is heading up our manufacturing. I have Joe DiMaggio, who's our vice president of finance and our chief financial officer. We've also got Jeff Peterson, who is the chairman of the Pressure Biosciences Board of Directors. And we have two special guests with us. We have Mr. Kyle Lefkoff, who is the former chairman of the board of Barrifold Incorporated, and Dr. Matt Seifelt, who is the one of the founders and the former chief scientific officer of Barrifold. So that's who we have, and I will give a slightly longer, but not much longer, introduction to each of them as they go through the talk. We are going to talk about our research and products division. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the Barrifold technology and about our ultra shear technology. And then we're going to go into questions. Excuse me. So first of all, what I'd like to do is start with just a couple of minutes overview to remind everybody who we are, Pressure Biosciences. We are a life science tools company. Most of our products are, if not all, actually all of our products are based on pressure. Most of them are based upon what we call cycle pressure or pressure cycling technology, which we call PCT. Some of our products and services are based on constant pressure, where the pressure is not turned on and off. Simple form, pressure cycling technology or PCT is using Mother Nature, using pressure from low levels, such as what we're under now, ambient, maybe 14.5 PSI, all the way up to 45,000 PSI, and we turn pressure on and off, and that pressure cycling has an effect on the samples that we're looking at, that our customers are looking at, viruses, bacteria, proteins, enzymes, etc. So we use pressure. We are a pressure company. We are experts in the area of pressure, and I'm surrounded by some of the most phenomenal, hardworking, bright people I've ever had work with me in the past. We have about 300 pressure cycling systems. We sell an instrument that has a pressure generator on, has a pressure chamber where all the pressure exerted. It sits on a lab bench, so it's very small, and the pressure chamber is the size of about an 8-10 ounce cup, and it's filled with water. All of our pressure is pressurizing water. It's hydrostatic pressure. We have 300 systems around the world. We have about 175 customers, pretty much a who's who list. the FBI, the FDA, the CDC, Harvard, Stanford, UCLA, Amgen, Biogen, some really amazing key opinion leaders. There's over 100 publications from our customers, many in peer-reviewed journals that talk about the advantages of using our system. What do they use it for? Primarily, it's not sexy, but it's absolutely critical. They use it primarily to break open samples to release those amazing biomolecules, the RNA, the DNA, the protein, the lipids inside the cells, whether it's animal, plant, human, microbial, doesn't matter, because those biomolecules contain the answers we need for the next strategic program, the next vaccine, the next drug. And so they use pulses of pressure, like squeezing a sponge. We squeeze the cells to break them rather than the old-fashioned method, which we're trying to replace, which is beating the cells up. We did $2 million in revenue in 2016, and this is with one salesperson and basically 9 people in the company. That's changed. We now have an expanded sales force. We've hired 5 new salespeople in the past few months. They are trained. They're getting out in the field. So 2018 is going to be a year with 5 salespeople rather than just 1. We're very excited about that. We have a worldwide marketing agreement with an analytical instrument leader in the world, SCIEX. They're part of the Danaher group. We've recently won several awards with a brand new instrument that we released called the 2320 Extreme, which Dr. Lawrence is going to talk a little bit about. And so we think we've set this company up for success with our core business, but we also, several months ago, told the world that we've received 2 patents and a very exciting technology called Ultra Shear Technology, or UST. And last week we told the world that we were fortunate enough to be able to buy the Barofold assets. Barofold's a company that I personally have known for over a dozen years. I respected this company from the beginning. They have patents that we don't have in the area of pressure, and now we own all of the IP, and we are also fortunate to be able to work with people like Kyle and Matt. So starting off, I'm going to introduce Nate Lawrence, Dr. Lawrence. He got his PhD at Yale in molecular biology. He is trained at the GMP Institute in Good Manufacturing Practices, or GMP, and he's worked for a number of companies. He's worked with me for years, which I've enjoyed very much, but he's also worked for other companies. One in particular was Becton Dickinson, a very large company, diagnostic company. And in that role, he did a lot in GMP, it's a regulated company, and did a lot with GMP. So I'd like to turn it over, and Nate's going to spend 2 or 3 minutes. We don't have a lot of time, so we're going to just go from 35,000 feet. Nate, tell us a little bit about our core business, and particularly today, the press release that we sent out about GMP compliance.
Rick, thank you. I'm particularly excited to talk about today's press release and to expand upon it a little bit. We have added what we call GMP compliance software to our flagship Barocycler 2320 Extreme. As many of you may know, this instrument has been out in the field for about a year and is being used as an R&D tool for such sites like CMRI in Australia for their moonshot. However, what we're pleased about is that we have developed a software in collaboration with an extremely large international pharmaceutical company that will enable pharmaceutical companies to use our systems in their GMP regulated portions of their QC and manufacturing. GMP is a comprehensive system for ensuring that the products that are manufactured by pharmaceutical companies are under control and safe for use. It really literally covers all aspects of the manufacturing process from the premises all the way up to the final product. In the past, the sample prep devices like ours have not had the comprehensive software that has been required. So we work closely with a large pharmaceutical company to develop that software. And in fact, the company that we worked with already had a couple of our instruments in their R&D portion, and they recognized that this could be extremely powerful in their quality control and manufacturing. So together with our engineers and scientists, we have developed that software. We believe that that addition of the software to the already being accepted 2320 Extreme is going to expand our sales, not just in the United States, but throughout the world, because GMP is a standard practice for biopharma worldwide. Rick, I'll turn it back to you if there are any questions.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll take them later. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate that that quick overview. And, of course, we will take questions later if there are any on our core product line and the GMP compliance software, which we just released and we think is going to help us add to our revenue in 2018 and beyond. Next, I'd like to introduce Dr. Alexander Lazarev. Dr. Lazarev received his PhD from the University of Kazan in Russia, where he did a lot of research on drug metabolism and pharmacokinetics and natural products and protein structure and many other things. He's in charge of our R&D group. As the guy who leads our R&D group, he's spearheading the development of methods and applications that utilize high pressure for a broad spectrum of markets. And one of the tasks that he's been given is to define the specifications for future instrument products. He handles our IP portfolio, and he is a major person involved in the purchase of the IP assets of Barrifold and in helping us monetize what we just purchased from Barrifold. So I'm going to turn it over to Alex. Alex?
Thank you, Rick. So for about over a decade, we at PBI were developing high-pressure life science research market by introducing the research equipment to the scientists who were interested in exploring it. And we feel that we finally at that point where we're crossing the chasm and getting the widespread adoption, as previous speakers had mentioned, in the research laboratory space. And as just Nate just said, we are also entering the biopharmaceutical manufacturing laboratories where the regulatory compliance is very important, and the systems have to perform very predictably and very accurately. And that's exactly what we do in our application when we break down proteins into peptides for analysis. We essentially control all the biophysical parameters to ensure that the process is very accurate and very reproducible. Over the years, we have been routinely asked, meanwhile, by potential customers if they could also use the equipment to study protein refolding and disaggregation. And I'm going to explain what those words are in a moment. However, we had to tell them all these years that we could not support this application due to a potential patent infringement with a company called Barrifold. So I'm very excited about acquisition of the Barrifold's intellectual property, since it opens up a new market for us, which we already had been sort of actively hearing about. Proteins are three-dimensional biological molecules that are responsible for the most important functions in any living system. Protein folding is the way the molecule is assembled into a three-dimensional functional state. Errors in protein folding result typically in loss of function and disease. Proteins are also now being used as pharmaceutical products, fueling rapid growth of biopharmaceutical industry that many of us invest into or serve to. So protein drugs are generally more specific and more potent and less toxic than classic small molecule pharmaceuticals. That's why such an explosion of biopharmaceutical industry is happening these days. When proteins are produced in large-scale bioreactors, they sometimes get folded incorrectly and clumped together, forming so-called aggregates. And misfolded and aggregated proteins typically lack therapeutic activity and present greater risk of creating patients' immune response to injected biopharmaceuticals, leading to its rapid clearance and desirable side effects like inflammation in patients. Aggregation of protein therapeutics also happens in storage of the finished drug formulations in the IV bags on the shelf. And this is why FDA requires complete removal of misfolded and aggregated protein material from the therapeutic biopharmaceutical products during the production and very tight control in storage. However, you can't tell whether the protein aggregates in the final formulation by just looking at it. You have to take that protein out and supply to a very strong, very lengthy analysis. So the ability to prevent protein aggregation and refold proteins to their functional state has enormous potential for the pharmaceutical industry. This was a BaroFold's business model for all these years. High pressure helps to refold many proteins. Pressure could also be used as a specific research tool to investigate protein drug stability in storage or behavior of protein in living organisms. Moreover, protein aggregation has been shown to lead to many neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and other conditions. So pressure as a research tool could be used in laboratories to study how proteins aggregate and why and prevent that process in patients. This all means that now we can offer our existing research scale equipment we already have developed to the academic and biopharmaceutical laboratories that develop protein drugs to study protein folding aggregation disorders, as well as to practice the protein refolding and optimize the methods that needed to bring proteins to their native active conformation. Having experience in building and using high-pressure equipment in our laboratory and also being ultimately familiar with protein behavior under pressure from our research market, we also plan to continue to offer the BaroFold contract service model to optimize refolding conditions for each specific customer's protein. I'm sure if you have questions, I'll be happy to answer them later.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. And what I'd like to do now is, with that background in mind, I'd like to take advantage of having two wonderful guests who've joined us. First, Dr. Seifelt, Matt Seifelt. Matt, asked if you could, in a couple of minutes, give us your thoughts. You've got a PhD, which you got from University of Colorado in chemical engineering, and believe it or not, your thesis was in high-pressure refolding. You're a founder of BaroFold way back in 2004. You've been with BaroFold throughout the entire time. You've seen it grow. You've seen the good and the bad. You have put a lot of effort in there, and now you've agreed that with this purchase that you, within the limits of what you're allowed to do, you've agreed that you will help us and keep the flow going of information by consulting with us over the coming months and perhaps years. You've done a lot. You were the chief scientific officer at BaroFold. Can you give us an idea of what you're thinking now? Now you've known us as I've known you for years. What are your thoughts now about all this technology that was a big part of your life, a major part of your life, it's your baby, about that now coming over to Pressure Biosciences?
Yeah, I think the key on this is that, Pressure Biosciences is, over 200 instruments in the field. And so that's immediately going to increase the reach of the number of scientists that can basically apply high pressure in the context of protein refolding, and then therefore increase the amount of molecules that can enter and be developed as biopharmaceuticals using high pressure. Really, I think that distinction is important because BaroFold wasn't in the instrument business per se. We had built some vessels, but they were somewhat unwieldy and expensive, and that really slowed the adoption for lots of folks to get their hands on the technology. And part of this was for good reason. I mean, our primary business model was predicated on the use of high pressure for making an aggregate-free version of interferon beta-1b, which is a biosimilar to beta-seron. And that drug roughly did around $1.2 billion, I believe. And so we were looking at making an aggregate-free version of that drug that would compete as a biosimilar. And we were successful in execution. We took it all the way through phase 3 with our licensee Neuron Biosciences. But unfortunately, our drug did fail its phase 3 clinical trial, and so that in turn obviously weakened BaroFold's business model as it was focused on essentially developing our own internal drugs. But now that we've, that failure was outside the PREEMPT technology with clinical trial design, but now that we've turned the technology really over to PBio, I think you can go back to that classic fold for money business. They have the instruments already that are much more sophisticated than what we had at Barrowfold. And then obviously a sales force that can execute to that end. You know, even with a minimal sales force at Barrowfold doing some of this work, we were at $600,000 per year in revenue with just myself and Matt Brewer on the sales side. So I think with PBio's larger team and better instruments, that should provide a lot of value there. The good thing is that we de-risked the technology, right? So Barrowfold did scale the technology on interferon beta and demonstrated that we can make large-scale material, commercial-grade material, to support a phase 3 within a FDA regulatory environment and an EMEA regulatory environment. And also we did some critical licenses with Boehringer Ingelheim and Lonza, so you can see that on the Barrowfold press, Barrowfold website. And you know, they demonstrated that the technology works, so it wasn't just us, I guess, articulating that story. And so with that being said now, I think PBio is in a good position to leverage all the work we've done now essentially over the last 13 years across the broader market.
Matt, thank you. And we're also privileged to have with us the former chairman of the board, Kyle Lefkoff. Mm-hmm. Kyle is a founder and general partner of Boulder Ventures. He's been a venture capitalist for, I think, 32 years. He's invested in dozens of companies, mostly in Colorado. He's got a number of life science companies in his portfolio now. He's got tremendous experience. He and I met several years ago. He's an amazing resource. He's chairman of the board of a NASDAQ company, Array BioPharma. So, and the list goes on and on, Kyle. I'd take up the next 30 minutes if I went through all of your accomplishments. So sorry I can't do that, but it's amazing to have you as a sounding board. And I know that, I've asked you to say a couple of things. And one of the things that I've been asked, probably the most is why would Barrowfold take the vast majority of what you paid for the company in stock and not in cash? So maybe you could address that. And anything else you'd like to address, Kyle?
No, Rick. I hope that the shares we received from you in exchange for our sale of Barrowfold assets and IP turns into the best investment I've ever made. This is a fine young company with bright prospects, and you know, we see it here in Boulder. In the field, you know, there's a big research community here, both at the University of Colorado, where Dr. Seefeld studied and did his doctorate and where Barrowfold was born, as well as in the research parts of the companies that we fund here, including Array BioPharma. All of them own your instruments. And so we've seen your products in the field for many years and seen their utility for researchers. And we understand, I think, because we've known each other so well for so long and in adjacent product spaces, I think we all understand very well what the opportunities are to take your product platforms and the very large IP estate that we've assembled over the last 15 years at Barrowfold and drive that successfully and profitably into the pharmaceutical and the biologics space. So you know, we did it because we think there's a ton of upside. If we didn't, we would have taken cash. So we're delighted to be significant shareholders of Pressure Bio for a long time.
Kyle, thank you very much. I have something I say a lot. Nate will tell you I do, and others. I like to say that sometimes 1 + 1 = 3. In this case, I think 1 + 1 might equal 5 or 6. We're very excited. You guys have done a terrific job in developing this marvelous IP estate, and we want to take it to the next level for you, our newest shareholder, and for all of our existing shareholders. We're going to change gears now. The third area, we've talked about the core business, the research and products business. We've talked about the Barrowfold purchase and what this might mean to the company. We're going to change gears. It's not totally orphaned off because all of the things we do relate to pressure and using pressure to make positive changes. And now we're going to go and talk to Dr. Ed Ting, and we're going to talk about ultra-shear technology. Dr. Ting is our Senior Vice President in charge of engineering. He's responsible for all of the hardware development. So all of the instruments and all of the accessories that you see at Pressure Biosciences have been started, and the primary person responsible was Dr. Ting. He is an absolute expert in high pressure. He's spent 7 years in advanced materials, but he's spent 28 years in the high pressure industry. He's developed a number of systems, pressure systems from the benchtop all the way to factory systems. He was the chief technical officer at Flow International, which is the largest high pressure jet company in the world, as far as I know. He is a pioneer in the area of high pressure processing in food using high pressure. Again, that's what we do for a living. We use pressures that go from very low to very high levels at Pressure Biosciences. Barrifold uses pressures that go from very low to very high pressures, and so does the food industry with high pressure processing. I've been on the road a lot. I've talked to people. I've talked to 200 people, and not one of them knew there's a $10 billion business in the area of using high pressure processing to add shelf life to food, like juices and other foods. You can go into Starbucks and buy the Evolution juice, and it has no preservatives. There's no chemicals because they use high pressure to get the added shelf life and keep the bacterial load down rather than throwing in a bunch of chemicals. Ed Ting is a pioneer with the U.S. Army in that area. He got his doctorate from MIT, and I'm just delighted. You know, I knew Ed 3 or 4 years professionally before he agreed to come on board, so I'm delighted that he's been, along with Dr. Lawrence and Dr. Lazarus, the three people that have been with me from the beginning. For 11 years now, this team has been together for all 11 years. So I'd like to turn it over to Ed to talk a little bit about ultra shear technology.
Hey, thanks, Rick. So I'm going to tell you a bit more about what is UST, ultra shear technology. The first thing is, as Rick said, high pressure is common to all of PBI's application markets. And high pressure, this type of use of high pressure is not totally new. A lot of it is based upon fundamental science that's been researched worldwide. Not all of the ideas are invented here, but what we think we have invented is a practical approach to production using ultra-shear technology. So for the scientists out there, please pardon my simplification. I'm going to try to explain to you what UST is and how it differs from the other things we do, such as PCT. As a simple visualization, UST is basically fluids that's moving at very high speeds and generating very high shear to disrupt droplets and to break up soft objects like cells and DNA. As a simple visualization, you can think of PCT, high-pressure PCT, as squeezing a handful of grapes. And UST would be like putting those grapes into a blender. Okay, that's the fundamental difference. To blend smaller and smaller, physical blades no longer work. Thus, we move to using high fluid dynamic forces generated by shear. PBI is already involved with these kinds of applications in the sense that we are a distributor of constant systems equipment. This is equipment that's already used in the scientific community, utilizing fluid dynamic forces to rupture cells. So we are familiar with many of the customers in the market. This existing equipment, constant system equipment, could be described as a cell disruptor. It works at the high end of the low end of cell sizes. So you know, you have fat cells and you have tiny cells. The fat cells are easy to process using the constant systems equipment. With UST, one of the high interest areas we're looking at is the use of UST in the food industry. Being able to reduce liquid particle droplet sizes to very small droplets means a lot of benefits in many areas, quality, better texture, higher nutritional uptake, extended shelf life, For example, shear alone can be used to kill germs for safety and shelf life. You know, literally, if you can tear a bacteria in half, it dies. So, you know, so while all germs are created small, some are created smaller than others. And to get to those smaller buggers, you need to use your shear forces. And that's what UST does. There are other high-pressure effects inherent in the process that are much more complicated scientifically, but these are related to high-pressure effects on proteins and starches and water binding. The end point is that you get desirable changes in the products that you're processing with UST. We are in active discussions with a major United States university to install a pilot system into their food pilot plant so that we can demonstrate this for both regulatory people and for the food industry. UST has wide applications in many other areas. Any place where you have a desire to reduce fluid particle size, UST could be applicable. So another high interest area would be in emulsions and nano-emulsions. For example, these are represented by oil and water mixtures, right? Oil and water typically don't want to stay mixed, but if you can make the droplets very, very small, they can stay suspended in each other. And if you can make these droplets very small, they have enhanced properties. Many lipid-type drugs, nutraceutical products, they have solubility problems. And if you can turn them into very fine emulsions or nano-emulsions, they get faster absorption and greater uptake. So this is another potential area for UST. There are even further industrial markets. Any place where you're dealing with very fine emulsions, very small droplets, nanomaterials, we believe that our UST will be the lowest cost of production for these types of products. So we think that this technology has great potential. Where will we be in a few years? At this point, it's hard to tell, but depending on our outcomes in the next year or so, we could either enter into the large equipment business, or we can license the manufacturing of the production equipment, or we may even enter the processing for fee business, depending on the opportunities that develop. So this is a very exciting technology. It has great potential. It is very complementary to all of the other pressure things we do, and you know, we're down this path now. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Ed. And now I'm going to introduce our VP of Finance and CFO, Joe DiMaggio. Joe has a bachelor's degree in accounting with honors from University of Massachusetts. He's got an MBA and an MSF from Boston College. He's a certified public accountant in Massachusetts. He has over 20 years of finance accounting experience, just recently serving as finance director at a private equity-backed medical packaging manufacturer with about $130 million in global annual sales. Joe worked with us for a number of years. He left, got some additional experience, and came back earlier this year as our CFO. Joe?
Thank you, Rick. I'm handling the administrative duties of a publicly traded company. Those duties include SEC filings, compliance, working with our transfer agent, investors, and closing the books. For these three technologies, I'll be expanding the financial infrastructure to accept the growth that we expect. This may include changes to financial reporting, business models, and maybe a better ERP system. In addition to being the CEO, Rick has been working as the acting CFO. I'm able to free an enormous amount of time by taking over the duties normally performed by a CFO. I also took over some duties from the other officers, so Rick and the team can now focus on the business. Pass it back to Rick.
Joe, thanks. That's an extremely important thing. I did have to wear the CEO and CFO hat for over 2 years, and with a limited small company, it put a lot of time constraints on myself. Joe's come on in just 6 months of being here, or 8 months of being here. He's taken an enormous amount of responsibility off my shoulders, and probably within the next few months, he'll take all of the CFO acting CFO duties I've had off my shoulders. Every day, something more every week. And that allows me now time, as well as Nate, Alex, and Ed time to focus on the business, time that I in particular would spend, you know, dozens of hours a week. I don't have to do that now. I can spend that on the business. So, Joe, appreciate you coming back and appreciate you taking that off my back. I don't know if Jeff Peterson's been able to join us. Jeff, are you on? Okay. Okay. Jeff had a death in the family earlier this week, and I didn't think he was going to be able to join us. But I just want to say that as a chairman, I've said this on my conference calls at the end of each quarter and year. No CEO could ask for a better chairman. Jeff and I talk at least once a day, if not two or three times. He is a entrepreneur. He is the head, a CEO of Target Discovery, a personalized medicine diagnostic company in Palo Alto, and he's chairman and CEO of Veritomics, a high-performance cloud computing scientific signal processing company. He got his bachelor's and master's from MIT. He has broad executive general management, multifunctional, multi-business international experience, including 20 years at Abbott Labs and at General Electric, and leadership in multiple trade organizations. So he's a delightful individual, and he's an incredible, hardworking chairman for this company. So what I'd like to do is open it now, Hector, for questions. We're just about on the timetable we had set. We're actually 4 minutes ahead. So I'd like to open it up and see if there are any questions from those who have been kind enough to join us.
Thank you. At this time, we will be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we pull for questions. Our first question comes from Daniel Wong, who is a private investor. Please proceed with your question.
Hey, Rick. Congratulations on all the success so far and with all the other developments and things going on. My question is, you know, having the time and resources to start focusing on the new technologies, you know, when do you think we're going to start to see that roll out? Is it, you know, spring, sooner, later? What are we looking at?
So what's important here, I think it's very, very important for shareholders, is to understand that these are two powerful technologies that we believe in their own right can really change the face of this company, each one individually. And we have them both. We have two issued patents already and more, we think, coming in UltraShear, and we have all of the IP estate of Barrifold. So I think what you're asking is a good question, Dan. How long is it going to take? You know, how much money is it going to cost? When are you going to get this thing started? We've already started. Ed Ting is already starting. He's deep into UltraShear technology. Alex Lazarev is already started. He's deep in. Even though we closed on the Barrifold just a week ago, Alex has known Matt for years. We've met professionally. He knows the patents inside out. He's already working very hard on that. And Nate has been with us for years and is already deep into all of the changes that we need. He's got, in fact, I think, Nate, if there's time, you might want to talk about it, but there's a program that you're pulling out in January. You and Roxana, our head of sales and marketing in North America, are going to be rolling out a very massive, very aggressive marketing plan for the new GMP compliance software. So the answer to the question is, this is not going to take a month or two or 3 months. It's already started. All three of these areas, all three of these achievements that we've announced in the last couple of months, we're already working in that. And here's the nice thing about that. Not only working on it, we do not believe that we are going to have many costs at all in the short-term future in any of these three areas. We've already paid for and done on our own with the help of a multi-billion dollar, multinational biopharmaceutical company, we've developed the software on our own led by Dr. Lazar. We've already filed the patents and we're already starting on and negotiating with one academic institution on UltraShear, building a small system ourselves internally. That we're already doing through Dr. Ting. And as we've seen from today's press release, Dr. Nate Lawrence has already started, and as I said, we'll have a massive campaign. And I'm going to let Nate say something about that right now, but I want to say one thing first, and that's that all of this is being done by the same people that are already on the payroll, with the exception of a few hours we hope to get from Dr. Seifelt. All of this is already going to be done by existing personnel and existing equipment. We have the equipment. We have the high-pressure equipment that can utilize the patents of Barrifold. So we're going to be able to start working towards monetizing these two new technologies by using the same people and the same equipment that we already have. Nate?
Yeah, I'd like to expand a little bit on the GMP-compliant software and how that's impacting sales. Although I'd like to think of today as the first announcement of the major campaign for biopharma, it's important to note that we have already sold multiple units to the big pharma that I mentioned earlier that helped us develop the software for GMP. And so they had just units for R&D, and now that they've made purchases in the United States and in Europe, we believe that they will be adding more units, not only in one facility, but the beauty of this is that they can add them to various facilities around the world and get the same excellent result. We believe other biopharmers will soon follow now that the hard work of the GMP software has been developed. Rick.
Thank you. Hector, we're ready for the next question, if there is one.
Yes. Next question comes from Rob Cray with Small Cap Solutions. Please proceed with your question.
Yes. My question as a, you know, somewhat of a stakeholder in the company is for Dr. Ting. Dr. Ting, it's been a while since you were with Flow International, since you left. Do you still have connections or contacts from them or in the industry that can help get UltraShear up and running off the ground faster than starting from, say, scratch?
Oh, yes, clearly. Not only because I understand what it takes to get it through the regulatory process, I also have a fairly good established base of connections of academic and other researchers that we can work together with. In fact, this university that we talked about, the pilot plant, we have multiple investigators collaborating at that university, addressing multiple facets of the technology. So yes, definitely, that past experience was very useful. Although UST is different, it's still going to be subject to many of the similar regulatory concerns and food production issues. So yes, it's a great head start.
Okay, thank you. So it seems that you have given me one example on the new software generating interest or sales. It sounds like you guys are well on your way to many, many more.
Great. That's very true. We're very excited about this, as I hope you can tell. And I'm excited, and Joe, our CFO, is excited because we're not budgeting anything more than a few hours of match time over the next few months, a month. We have everything else already here to get things moving. Hector, are there any other questions?
Yes. Our next question comes from Suraj Singh with Red Chip Companies. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for the business update. I just wanted some more color on the Barrifold acquisition. What do you think, how would be the integration into Pressure Biosciences, and what would be the overall business expansion?
So I think the best I can do is turn this over to Alex, Dr. Lazar, to to answer this. Did you hear the question, Alex? Do you need it again?
No, absolutely. I've heard the question and I sort of anticipated this. So first of all, why Boston is better than Boulder, Colorado? Well, all the biopharmas are now moving into Boston, and this is an amazing place to be with technology like this, because we already have very solid presence in every biopharmaceutical company that might be interested in refolding on the analytical side and now on the quality control side. So essentially, refolding is development of the manufacturing process of the same biopharmaceutical we now help to analyze. So essentially, what I'm trying to say, we know most of the groups that could be interested in this refolding process, and we also had, as I mentioned earlier before, maybe it wasn't very clear, we already had previous questions from those people. Can we do it? Can we buy your system and use it to try to refold our protein? And we definitely had to say no. And as you know, compliance and from both regulatory side and legal side is very high in pharmaceutical companies. They were very disappointed to hear that. One of the major decisions we made to acquire Barrifold intellectual property is to enable ourselves to say yes, please. And in fact, we will be happy to help you to hold your hand through the process of developing that method if you need help. And that's where the contract service come in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good. I'm wondering if there's any more questions that you might have.
There's not. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end.
Well,
of the
before you do that, I've had an email question and a text question, and I also am understanding that Jeff Peterson might be on the phone call. But I'm not sure if Jeff called in on the host number. So I sent you a text, Jeff, to see if you've called in. Do you have him, Hector? Hector, do you have Jeff Peterson on?
Let me check that now. Give me a moment.
And I've sent you a text, Jeff, for the host number if you did not call in on that number.
Yes, Jeff is on the line.
Great. So I'm gonna in a minute turn it over to Jeff to give us some of his thoughts. But I'm going to take a couple of quick things here. I've got two or three questions, and we don't want to take more than a minute or two to answer them, guys, because we want to be off the call as our plan was before 5:30, so we keep it under an hour. So I had a question from somebody that maybe should go to Nate that talked about GMP and why is it important, and is there anything else that any other industries that require GMP?
That's a great question, because GMP is a regulated process where the FDA, for example, can close down a facility if the facility is not in compliance. So not surprisingly, there are other regulated industries. I think we're all accustomed to the food industry, for example, being regulated by both the FDA and the USDA, but it might interest people to note that the cosmetic industry is also regulated by the FDA. So each of those industries would be particularly interested in our GMP software, and in fact, we have units now that are being used in those applications for R&D. And we expect to expand on those. Probably the best example is that in July, we're going to be at the International Food Technology Convention, which is going to have a session on the use of high pressure in the food industry. So we are looking forward to expanding our utility, not only in biopharma, but in food and in cosmetics.
So, Nate, basically food, we're coming at it in several different ways. One way is on the testing side. Our 2320 Extreme, our new software, can find a really big home in the testing labs and those that are looking to help develop a better food or better analysis or faster analysis, more accurate analysis. They can use our system. And on the Ultra Shear, as we heard from Dr. Ting, we have a technology that is patented, and we believe we'll get more patents on it around the world that actually can be used in the food industry to make food safer, because it can kill viruses and bacteria and give shelf life with perhaps without having to use any chemicals. So we're coming at it through pressure through two different ways. I have one more question, and then I'm going to turn it over to let Jeff Peterson, our chairman, close this out. This question is really for Matt Seafelt. Basically, people have asked me, they've looked at the website, they followed Barrifold, they knew that you were developing your own drug, the Barrifaron. They knew that you got it through through phase three, and they knew that it was in what they said was a multi-billion dollar a year market, and I think you mentioned that, $1.5 billion. The question is, with the IP estate that Pressure Bio has purchased from Barrifold, we've talked mainly about the contract testing lab, continuing all of that, looking to get other biopharmaceutical companies that might be able to use our technology to help make their drug and therefore have a royalty stream, which I'm going to say could be, I've said in the press release, could be in the millions of dollars if we found a biotherapeutic company that used our system to develop their drug. But this question that I got a couple of in the past week is, would it also be possible for Pressure Bio? Is there a reason? Can you develop a drug through the pressure technology of Barrifold that you might not be able to develop, you know, in other means? So is there an advantage where, and you might even talk about Barrifaron, because I believe at one point that's what you told me. Can you answer that?
Yeah, I think from a technological perspective, there's two advantages of pressure refolding. One is a decrease of manufacturing cost of goods. So when you go to very large scales, obviously you start using lots of chemical reagents when you do a traditional refolding reaction, and pressure by the ability to refold at higher protein concentrations without using these chemicals can increase throughput and decrease manufacturing cost of goods. So, for instance, Boehringer Ingelheim has published on, you know, increases in production throughput between 300 to 400x using Barrifold technology relative to traditional refolding approaches. And then also, you know, another key example is to be enabling on refolding. So really there's challenging refolds that are out there that are very hard to execute using traditional techniques, and pressure has shown, you know, the ability to essentially enable those refolding challenges. And so a good paper on that is published by Pfizer. And it's the last name on that is Schoner, if anybody wants to look that up. And so, again, that was an example where they couldn't get active material with any other way. And that's the exciting thing then about the PBio application is that, you know, Barrifold had limited marketing, and, again, as we were focused on our own internal drug development. And so our reach wasn't as extensive as PBio's is. And so, therefore, they're just going to be able to get the technology on a lot more molecules. And then the goal, of course, is to have some of those be enabling and then start moving through development. And the good news is I've spent a lot of time and energy making sure that the Barrifold patent tail is relatively long. So, for instance, for large-scale manufacturing, it should be covered through, you know, just through slightly past 2030. So there's still a long tail on that for large-scale manufacturing. And that's really, I think, the key example here where this royalty income can then start occurring. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, I believe that did. I think that gentleman is probably on the phone who wanted that answered. So I think I'm going to turn it over to Jeff Peterson, our chairman. Jeff, I know you've been on the line, but there's some technical difficulties, so you've heard what's been going on. Can you give us 2 or 3 minutes of your thoughts to kind of sum this up?
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can.
Great. Well, thanks, Rick. This has been really exciting. I'll take this couple of minutes to maybe give a higher level perspective that I've acquired over a decade or so of interacting with the Pressure Bio and their team. You know, Rick alluded to my background in picking up some chemical engineering degrees at MIT very many years ago. But some of the perspective that arises from that is an understanding and appreciation for pressure as one of the pivotal forces of thermodynamics. And honestly, when I discovered pressure bio at a biotechnology industry show a decade ago, I'm unembarrassed to say I kind of stopped like a Roadrunner cartoon and backed up to that booth where I saw something about pressure cycling and got involved talking to them. That led to an initial collaboration that allowed us in my personalized medicine diagnostics company in Palo Alto in California to accomplish some sample prep of some incredibly delicate biomarkers that was simply not possible by any other existing sample prep technology. We were so impressed by that, it led to an ongoing string of enlarging collaborations and agreements with a company and accomplishing some other unexpected things. And I have to say, pressure being applied in this broad sample preparation category is a gentle giant that for many was unappreciated and has been making tremendous inroads. We're excited to see it serving so well in routine applications like digesting proteins for analysis to some very high value applications like I alluded to, where we're preparing very delicate biomarkers for analysis. And I had not even anticipated in my early involvement with the company the emergence of things like the ultra shear technology, which is a very large and exciting new market area for us. The collaboration grew and the excitement about the strategic importance of pressure bio, not only to my company, but to the life science industry and other industries, grew to the point that I was introducing some very high quality investors that have continued to grow their positions in the company. And honestly, I think many people have wondered at Pressure Bio's resilience in working through some very tough times when funding was thin. And I'm pleased to say that a lot of these investors have just continued to grow their positions, and it's pleasing to see us arriving to the other side of that journey with the team filling out a tremendously talented management team that has been with Rick largely a decade or more, and now a sales and marketing team built out. And I'm just very excited about the increasing momentum we've seen in sales results and the outlook I see for PBio in 2018 and beyond. So I'll leave it at that, Rick. And again, thanks for this terrific call.
Thanks, Jeff. And I'll just close this by about a 1 minute summary. I think what you've seen here is a company. The common thread here is that all three of these very different applications all have a common denominator, which is pressure. We have a very real business that's growing, and we think will grow even faster in the diagnostic space, where we are selling our instrument into the research laboratories of academic, government, pharmaceutical, biotech, where pressure in our instruments can help them achieve results faster. We think achieve results with higher quality, maybe even achieve results that they can't achieve using the standard methods that I used in the lab at Harvard Medical School, I hate to say it, 40 years ago when I was a researcher on the bench. So we have that business, and now with our new GMP compliant software, we think that's going to grow. It's going to grow. We think it's going to grow faster, and we add to that that we actually have a sales force. We've been one person selling this older instrument. A year ago, we got the new instrument, and now today we announced that we have the new GMP compliant software, and the multi-billion dollar company that helped us develop it has actually placed four orders in the last 2 months. So we're very, for instruments. So we're very excited about that. Now we've got Barrifold, a company I've respected from afar. I kind of drooled at from afar, knowing that was the one area in pressure that we didn't have any rights to use the technology to operate. And now we have the IP estate and we have the ability to make it work. We believe that that we will make it work and make it work quickly because, as Dr. Seefeld pointed out, we have the equipment. We have the equipment in several hundred labs. It will run their technology in our equipment. We will open up the Barrifold patents and the potential of those patents to dozens and dozens and dozens of companies over the coming weeks and months where they could not do it because, as Matt said, they weren't an equipment company and their equipment was very large, expensive, and kludgy. Ours is very small, can be shipped very easily. We do charge for them, but we charge them by the month, and we don't have to make it. It's already made and on the shelf, ready to go out. And the people, we have a sales team to introduce it around the world. And then Ultra Shear, we've got a pioneer in high pressure processing, which has become a $10 billion field using pressure. And now we have Ultra Shear with Dr. Ting, that has, in my opinion, more applications available to it than even high pressure. It's not just the food industry, which we are certainly interested in, especially dairy products and other products that we think we can make clean label using our technology. But it goes further. It's pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals and lubricants and cosmetics and so many areas that we believe that Ultra Shear can play a role. And this is a technology that we own, that we filed patents on, and we expect in the we've already got two issued, and we expect over the next coming months to year or two, we'll have many more patents issued. We have good information from our well, there's no guarantee, but we believe we will get the patents we've applied for throughout the world. So in summary, this company is set up for success. This company is ready to start to move in the faster in the right direction. It's been an enormously difficult journey for those of us on the phone who are part of the company. It has been a painful journey, and yet I want to thank personally the team that's on the phone. Nate and Alex and Ed have been with me for 11 years through thick and thin, and a lot of it was very tough. And Joe was with us for 6 or 7, now has come back for now a half a year and will be with us, I think, for years to come. So this team has been together. You have a company where the team that's driving it is a team that's been together. We don't always see eye to eye, but we work out our differences for the better good. The better good is to take this technology and bring it out there and let people use it, because we know that we hold the key to getting researchers, allowing them, enabling them to get to answers faster, quicker, with more control and with higher quality than what they're doing now. We just know that because the data in the papers published are saying that. So the company is together. The company's ready. We're so excited about 2018, and we're so excited that what we've done in the last few months to impact it is something that we don't have to add, find additional resources to do it. We're going to do it ourselves. Joe's freed me up. I've got hours a week now that I can spend, and I will spend on all three of these technologies, and I got three technical gurus, one in each of these technologies, to support me as I try to do the business development and the operations of these, as these technical gurus, and they are gurus, support me on the technical sense. So, Hector, I want to say Happy New Year, happy holidays to everybody. Please, safe, joyous holidays for everyone. Let's end the year strong and safe, and let's all look forward to what we think is going to be certainly pointing to be a very exciting 2018 for Pressure Biosciences. Thank you again. Happy holidays to all.